We've been talking this week about raising a child to be financially mature. Today we're going to take it to the next level and talk about incentives as far as financial maturity is concerned.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. We've talked about allowance so far, letting your kids experience even failure with their allowance because it's their money. And if they are sad about some things that they bought, like your son was sad about so many of those plastic little football helmets he got, so how did you let me buy all that? But it was a great lesson for him to learn that's your money, you're in charge. And so it's really your fault.
It's very important to let them know, no, I didn't let you. Roby, you know there's some no toys. There were some just toys we don't bring home, just like there are some video games we don't bring home, just like there's some music we don't bring home. Mm-hmm. There are those things we don't bring home. But after that, you know, you could be a really short-term thinker and you're buying and buy candy. You could be longer-term and buy helmets and silly bands, or you could be really long-term and just thinking through that. But your responsibility, you have it in your hand, and you have to decide as you have it in your hand what you're going to do with it. It's not my fault that you bought all those helmets.
Yeah.
And it was funny when he turned to me and said, but you didn't buy any. That's right, I didn't. Mm-hmm. But I buy things that you don't want. It's a teaching of a responsibility. It has very little to do with the allowance. The allowance just gives them the power. They're on now on the playing field. It's no longer theoretical. It's not philosophical. You actually have money that you're responsible for. How are you going to handle it?
And let them go to the cash register. I've done this many times before. I'm with my youngest stepdaughter, Hannah, and she'll go to the cash register. And she says, we tell the cashier to please separate this purchase. Okay, no, this is her candy. She's going to buy this with her own money. And then she has to give the money, get the receipt back,
Yes. Get
her change back. Okay, say thank you. Okay, thank you. And I said, now you can count the change and look how it matches up with the receipt. You see where it's at? And then they charge tax. So if it says $149 on the rack, you have to count that it's going to be more than that because they're going to add on tax. At least that's how it is in this country. So we got to train ourselves to think that way. It's not like that in all countries.
The challenge is when they get up there and you didn't realize they don't have enough money, and it's a little embarrassing and people are looking at you, and you've got to decide, I will not be manipulated by this.
That's happened before.
Oh yeah, this child has to say, well, Mom, you can get, no, honey. This is the money set aside for groceries. Mm-hmm. This lady will be kind enough to put that back for you. Mm-hmm. She's got a place under the counter. We just need to go. And they're humiliated, and you're a little embarrassed too. But in the end, you're teaching a lesson. That probably won't happen again. But if you let it go, then why would they not think you'll subsidize them every time? Honey, let me say something to you. Let me ask the lady right here. If I got up to the counter and bought all these groceries and I didn't have enough money, would you give it to me anyway? Would you go in your purse, ma'am, and get it? And she's going to laugh. And she's going to say, no. Oh, I don't think so. Right. It just doesn't work like that. We have to have this.
But your mom, but
yes,
your dad.
I am mom, and we're in a budget here. And we're also training you here.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have to wait till next time when you have enough money.
Yep.
Period. End of story. This whole allowance thing, as we said yesterday, allows the child to do the practice of handling money, of running out of money, of going through the agony of spending money. If they don't practice, they won't get it. They won't do it. And they'll arrive on a college campus and be in serious trouble.
So there are a lot of things you can do about training your child to spend money. How about saving money? Because that's a whole other aspect. And a lot of us have not been extremely successful at it. And that's one of the many reasons why we're probably in a financial crisis in this country right now, too.
I totally agree with that. I think we're in a financial crisis because no one learned how to save money for bigger things, or mm-hmm. things they didn't anticipate, or things they didn't know they would want later on. There's a lot of different thoughts on the teaching your child to save money. Some people believe that when they come to get money, you should have an envelope that they save in, or a bank that they save in, and that you somewhat force them. And there's a great bank out there. It's a three-tiered bank. It has a their money section, and then it has over here, it has a little church where you put your tithe money in and get it out later on. And over here, I can't remember what that is. It's like a store or something where you save money for later on.
Mm-hmm.
I chose to incentive them. When I was growing up and you put money in a savings account, you actually got some interest.
You actually made a little
extra money. I know you're generating interest, Bob. What is that word? Don't even know what that word means. So I had a deal while they were growing up till they hit a certain point. Mm-hmm. And the deal was this. Anything you saved by vacation, and if I were to do it again, I would have two different times. I would say today, anything you've saved by December 1st, because that's when we go buy Christmas presents for family members, or anything you save by June 15th, because that's generally when we went on vacation, I will match. Mm. And that will be your spending money. I will match. So it's 100% return.
Did it hurt you financially?
Only one time. The agony, yikes. The agony, because for them, the thought of going from January 1 all the way to June 15th was 2.5 decades to put some money. And I'd have to say to one, you don't have to save all your money. You can spend yes. some. And I'd have to save to the other.
Please spend
yes.
some.
Well, I did cap it at one point, and I'll tell you about that. But I had to say to the other, you know what? You might want to save a little bit mm-hmm. till we get there. And when we would get to that point, then when we went on vacation, it was kind of an interesting deal. We'd go on vacation and we would always take care of them on vacation. But we went to the North Carolina mountains. We go to outlet malls and Rosemary catch up on some clothing for them. But it was mostly uniforms in school yeah. with the schools we went to. So it wasn't a big deal. But the outlet mall we went to at Blowing Rock always had a store in the middle of it that was an outlet toy store. And we would go in there and Roby would save his money. And about 6 years old, I think, if I remember right, he saved $28. Yes, it came to 56. He saved $28, so I had to match the $28. Now, you have four. This is a little bit different prospect.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be painful.
That's my thought. And for single moms, too. I mean, when you're on a really tight budget, how do you incentivize children?
Well, here's what you end up doing if you don't. You go on vacation and you give them spending money. You just give them money. They beg you, can I have that? Would you buy me that? And every time you stop for gas and use the bathroom, and somehow they have all these little nothings on the way to the bathroom and these service plaza things. And mom, can you get me that? Can you get me that? It causes arguments if they don't have their own money. I'm a firm believer, if you have a plan, it costs you less. Mm-hmm. Maybe the allowance, some are thinking, I don't know if I have enough money to give allowance. So what do you do? Mom, can I have that? Can I buy that hat? I want that baseball hat. Can I have that hat? You end up spending more money. So I want to put them in the allowance system and I want to give them incentives to save money rather than spend all their money. And then when we would go on vacation and go by these little places, get gas, and they've got stuff there that everybody, not me, but everybody else seems to want, or the outlet malls, I would always get you, when we went there, a soda or an ice cream. I'm just not big on outlet malls, and so I'd get myself a USA Today, and they knew where I was on the bench. Call me if you want me to look at something. And Rosemary and Tori and Roby would go off, and Tori and Roby would always go in this toy store together, and I'd end up wandering in to make sure everything was okay. And his first time with that $56, spent it all, every bit of it,
wow.
all of it, first day. And you got to decide the no toys. In his case, he bought weapons. He bought a little funny rubber knife, and he bought a bow and arrow, plastic piece of junk bow and arrow. And
good old Christian
yes,
toys that
you have to decide. I didn't have this big issue with weapons.
It was plastic.
And yes, and there's a lot of people that will disagree with me on this. He bought over $20, in that time anyway, this battery-powered water gun rifle that had a backpack that held more water.
That's awesome.
Coolest. I went in and bought one for myself later on so we could chase each other through the woods. But his sister kept following him around through the store as he's got a shopping cart, this little hold in your hand shopping cart. He's out of control, ecstatic. First day of a 2-week vacation, spends every single penny there.
Wow.
Except I think he had some metal in his pocket, some quarters left. That was it out of the whole thing. And Tori kept saying, Dad's not going to give any more. You know, Daddy's not going to get any more. You're going to spend it all. And he kept saying, I don't care. This is all I want. I don't want any more than this. This is all I want. And I think the saving, it just killed him. And he got to this point and spent all he wanted. And so he came out of the store. He was proud of his purchase. And I thought it was cool. It's his money. And we went back and I saw it. And I went in later on and bought myself a water gun like that because it was kind of fun to have together. But I said to Rosemary, you know, sometime this week, we've got to go back to that place. And she knows it, and she's dying. And she says, and we're not giving him any more money, right? No, we're not. This is life. And this really isn't mm-hmm. a brutal lesson that you can't buy any more toys.
Yeah.
And there he was sitting on the bench next to me with he got a little soda to drink, a little juice thing. And I'm sitting next to him with my Dunkin' Donuts coffee and my paper, and his little feet are rocking. And he finally says that I'm waiting for him to say, and it's a little painful because he's our youngest, I don't have any money. It's not fun to come here when you don't have any money. And I could be an incredibly immense hero by popping him a 5 or a 10 right now mm-hmm. and say, you know what, we're on vacation, go for it, bud. It would have missed the whole lesson.
Yeah.
And then pain would not have been an instructor. Mm-hmm. Pain would have been the precursor to manipulation. You can't go back to your boss on Monday and say, I know I got paid on Friday, I'm out of my money. Can you advance me some? You can't do that. And so learning to budget your money, and it was a little painful for us, although less painful for him, as he reviews this story, he barely remembers it. But I will tell you a hilarious incident that took place, and I might have even told this story on air. When he was an adult and married, we go back to the mountains every summer, and his Roby and Rebecca were with us at this Blowing Rock Outlet Mall down the end at the restaurant eating, and I'm talking, and somebody behind me in the next booth taps me on the shoulder and says, are you Bob Barnes? And I said, yes. She said, I thought I recognized your voice. You've been in our church and tapes and whatever. And she said, we've been even asked discussing this. Is this the mall? You talked about the Blowing Rock Outlet Mall. And I said, not only this is the mall, that's the boy.
That's
Roby. Oh, Roby bursts out laughing. And they can't believe he's an adult because you never think my kids grow up.
Of course.
Not only an adult, a senior pastor of a church, but it was just such a cool moment for them to see that and get Roby's take. And he says, I know that happened. And I know my dad, as he tells the story, I can almost see pain in his face. I don't remember the pain. I just remember, he didn't say it like this, but he kind of said, his no meant no. If I didn't get any more, I didn't. And I sat there and he showed me something funny in the newspaper and then we went for a walk. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't remember the pain. I remember the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And sometimes kids, like you say, kids are not going to remember all these isolated incidents, but it's the lessons that they're getting that, the lesson learned, I guess at that point, was that dad's no meant no, but really in the long run, if dad's no means no, God's no means no. And I need to make my no mean no to myself, too.
Absolutely. Later on in life, he was getting ready to buy a little CD player with earbud things. And it was like April, May, and he was getting ready to buy it. And he held back. And it was $70-some. And I said, wow, dude, do you have enough money to buy that? And he said, yeah, Dad, I do. But I decided not to. Because if I can wait another couple months and save all that money, you'll match that money. And then I can take the extra money and buy the player and then take your money on vacation.
Wow.
And so I did it. I completed that year. And that's the year I said $100 max for everybody.
Okay.
Spend your money. Now pick your max, $100 max, because I don't want to make your wife hate me because you never spend a penny.
Right.
And then I had an age where I said, we're done with the max. I want you to know this is the last year I match. You've all reached an age. We're done. So I did give a max because I don't want to create a monster. One of mine never got to the max. It wasn't even close. Because that child's normal. This one here had this grind to get there. I wanted to teach them that if you save, even though you don't know what you're saving for, all of a sudden up on your horizon, something will happen that you know you want, have the money. I wanted to teach my children, pay off your car. Hey, guys, this is a big moment. I'm actually walking this one to the mailbox. I'm not even doing it online. I'm walking this car payment to the mailbox. Last car payment. And it's triumphant.
Woo-hoo.
And one of them walked and we were laughing along the way. And she said, that means you have no more car payments. And I said, well, I'm going to go from now on and make the same car payment to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what does that mean? Well, I wanted to have more to let go down. I've paid it off. I took specifically a 6-year note that I paid off in 3 years by actually making double car payments. And it was even shorter than 3 years because the interest, it got easier and easier, to tell you the truth. But I'm going to continue making car payments so that at the end of 6 years, if I want, I'm not going to make double anymore, but I'll make single car payments. I've got enough for a huge down payment. And if this car's still working, I may have enough to pay half a car.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, honey, if you do that, you can pay a cash for a car.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember there was 1 year when that hurricane hit, I had to go to that car payment pool because of the deductible. So you don't always know what you're saving for. So you're really saving for yourself. And remember, there was 1 year when there was a huge need at church. I actually took out of the savings to go for that need at church. So you're saving, and then God's pressing on your heart, maybe some needs, maybe not. And you're saving, so you're in a good place. Even though I had a goal for car, there have been times I've taken from that car pool to use for other things. Have a plan, incentive them to save. Let them go through the pain. Let them go through having one has more than the other and it breaks your heart. That's because one went through the pain to get there, where the other one didn't go through the pain and now have very little to spend on vacation. It's okay. Have a plan. Have a plan. And the whole key to allowance, allow them to fail so that you're allowing them to win later on.
We've been talking this whole week on raising your child to be financially mature. We're going to continue this topic through next week. So hope you join us on Monday for another edition of Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want more information about Sheridan House Family Ministries, what they're all about, and the resources available, you can go online to shfm.org. You can also sign up for the daily parenting blog and listen to this broadcast all over again online at parentingtoday.org.